Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please read together with me the title of today's sermon, The Thankful Leper, based on our gospel reading from Luke 17, these verses. Then one of the lepers, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And Luke records, now he was a Samaritan. Unlike a typical Sunday morning, I won't be asking you to turn in your handout for the sermon outline, because today we'll have a story sermon. I'll speak to you as a man whom Jesus healed. Again, our title, The Thankful Leper. Well, good morning, and permit me this morning to introduce myself to you. My name is Tobias. I was a leper healed by Jesus, and I wish to tell you my story this morning. I had a very normal childhood. Parents, brother, sister, grew up and went to school. We lived in a place called Samaria. It's pretty close to Galilee, but that's where the Jewish people live. We were Samaritans. It's kind of hard to explain what a Samaritan is, but I'll do my best. Once long ago, we were all Jews, but back during the Assyrian invasion of 722 BC, the northern Jews were dispersed all over the Assyrian Empire. And some of us began to mingle with people outside our faith, like Assyrians or Canaanites. Some of our forebears married these people, had children, and began to leave behind the faith of our fathers and our heritage. Some of them even adopted foreign religious practices. And soon there were people who were half Jewish and half Assyrian, like me. And Jews from the south called us dirty Samaritan half-breeds. The prophet Hosea warned us that we had defiled ourselves with unbelievers. And some of our people had even set up golden calves. Can you believe it? Golden calves to worship instead of the true God. Even the name Samaritan was a dirty word in the mouth of a Jewish person. I'd lived with these things all the years I was growing up, not knowing who I really was or where I really belonged. In my own life, I grew up. I learned to trade. I became a carpenter. I got married at age 20. By 25, I had 3 children. My life seemed fine. But then one day, it began. I began to notice that my hand would tingle with a burning sensation. It got worse and it spread to my arms and my legs and my feet. I woke up one morning and discovered my forehead had a large reddish spot on it. I feared the worst, that it might be leprosy. By this time, I had lost all the feeling in my hands and my feet, and I could no longer work as a carpenter. So I went to the priest, as the law required me to do. The priest examined me, and then he proclaimed that most horrible of words, unclean. And then he read to me from Leviticus chapter 13. The person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothing, uncover his head, cover the lower part of his face, and cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as he has the infection, he remains unclean. He must live alone. He must live outside the camp. What? This meant I could no longer see my wife or my children. I had to live apart from them. I was rushed out of the village to live with the other lepers. We lived by the town garbage dump. And that's what I felt like, garbage. My whole life had been ripped away from me. And so I cursed God and I began to say out loud, what kind of life is this? What do I have to be thankful for? I had little food. I had a humble little one-room house, more like a shack. I had the constant smell of the garbage dump. I had to look at fellow lepers every day. Back in my village, people had better homes, better food, real families. Now let me ask you, have you ever compared your lives to other people's lives? Have you ever wondered, as I did, why is God punishing me? I wasn't thankful for anything. I mean, what did I have to be thankful for? By now I had no feeling in my hands, my arms, and my legs. The tips of my finger and toes, the tip of my nose fell off. What a way to live. What a way to die. I hadn't seen my family in 3 years. I never got to watch my children grow up. Was kicked out of my home and my village. I lost my job. I lost my friends. I can't tell you how many times I just wanted to give up and die. By then I turned my back on God. Figured, he could care less about me. Well, let me ask you, what do? When your life is painful and full of challenges. I was lonely. I was by myself. I mean, sure, there were hundreds around me who had leprosy just like me, but I still felt alone. Do you know what I mean? Being surrounded by hundreds of people and still feeling all alone. Well, one day, we heard some stories that a famous man was passing by our village. The story said that he was healing the sick and even raising the dead. Come on, only God could do something like that. And if God raised the dead, and if God healed, why hadn't he healed me? But the rest of the lepers and I figured we had nothing to lose. So we got as close as we could to the rest of the crowd. We knew we could get in trouble going out into a public gathering as lepers. But it was worth a try. So the 10 of us went off to see this man. We learned that his name was Jesus. Maybe you've heard of him. We stood behind the crowd that gathered. We kept up sneaking closer and closer to Jesus. And when many of the people left, we gathered up our courage and yelled out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then he stopped what he was doing. And he looked right at us. Now that was wonderful. Because nobody looked at people like us. And then he said those great words to us. I'll never forget them. He said, "Now go show yourself to the priests." Those were directions right out of God's Old Testament law. If a leper thought he was healed, he would go to a priest to get confirmation who would examine him. And if he passed the test, then you could hear those wonderful words. "You are no longer unclean." Could that be true for us? The 10 of us ran into the city to see the priest. Guess what? As we were running, the leprosy left us. We were beside ourselves with joy. But before we got to the priest, I stopped running. Now, the others kept running, but I stopped. Why did I stop? Well, I figured that Jesus had healed me and given me back my life. I had to thank him. I had to. So I ran back to him. I met him on the road. I threw myself down at his feet on my face in the dirt. And over I said, "Jesus, Lord, thank you." Then Jesus raised me up and asked me a simple question. He said, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the nine? Was no one found to return to praise God except this foreigner? He meant me, the Samaritan. Then he touched my shoulder and he said to me, he touched my shoulder. Nobody had touched me for years. He touched me. He hugged me and he said, son, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Later, I came to understand that this kind of faith I never had before. He gave me this faith to trust in him. What a gift. A gift as good or better than the healing. I wanted to follow him then and there, but he told me to go show myself to the priest, so that's what I did. And after that, guess what I did? I went home. I went home to my family. Sometimes later, I heard, maybe you heard about it too, that this Jesus was put to death on a cross. But that's not all. He defeated death and he rose from the grave. And with the faith he gave me, I then knew that he was my Savior, the very Son of God. I knew that because of his death and his resurrection, he paid for my sins. Gosh, all my sins are forgiven. And I'm not just healed from the curse of leprosy. I am healed from the curse of sin and death. Now, let me ask you this morning. If he could so love an outcast, a Samaritan, a leper like me, how much more does he love all of you? I had turned my back on God, but God had never turned his back on me. He found me. He healed me. He gave me saving faith. He did it all. And now I know what he meant when he said, go, your faith has saved you. It's not the strength of my faith, the strength of your faith. It's the strength of our Savior in whom we put our faith. I look back at my life now and I wonder what it would be like if I had not gone back to say thank you. You know, I see the other nine lepers from time to time. I'm glad they are healed. I just wish that they were trusting and loving this Jesus who healed them. You know, they don't have the light in their eyes and the peace in my soul that I have. I've learned that a life filled with thanks and faith makes a big difference. Now I can look back at what I had to be thankful for when I had leprosy. I know now that all along God was with me, that he was taking care of me, that he was preparing me for that day. He would give me the wonderful surprise when I met Jesus and I would be healed in body and in soul. I have so much for which to be thankful. All of this and heaven waiting for me. Friends, maybe you're having a particularly rough time in life right now. But I can tell you, God is with you. He's taking care of you. He's preparing you for a surprise like he had for me you could never imagine. The best thing I ever did was go back and say thank you. It changed my life forever. I am here today to tell you, don't miss out on the chance to say thank you. Take time every day in joining me and kneeling at Jesus' feet and saying thank you. It'll make a big difference. Now, I really do hope that you'll have a good Thanksgiving Day celebration today or tomorrow with family and friends and loved ones and good food. But this celebration need never be a once per year activity. Because of Jesus, my friends, take it from me, a healed leper, because of Jesus, every day is Thanksgiving Day. In the name of Jesus, amen.